Hi, JP. How you doing?
Hi. How are you? Happy birthday today.
Thank you. Didn't have to.
Come on now. Is that your birthday present to yourself?
I'm stealing a bunch of CDs that aren't anybody's? Yes.
Yeah. Do you get yourself a birthday present?
No.
No.
No, here's my thing on, and again, thank you for that. I know we're supposed to act like we're above talking about stuff like that on air. It's always weird.
What do you mean, a birthday?
Yeah, well, like birthdays, like sports radio guys do the thing of, we're not here to talk about that today. It's just the weirdest thing, like that's somehow self-indulgent of somebody saying happy birthday to you, and I fell right into the trap.
Oh, yeah, no, screw that. Just congratulations on showing up to work on your birthday, because not everyone does that.
I mean, listen, I'm
a big work on your birthday guy.
I showed up to work on my birthday while with a bum leg. I'm showing Jed Wills single-handedly how you do it. Get better, Jed. But no, so I don't, mostly because it's weird. Even when somebody asks me, like, what do you want for your birthday?
Yeah.
Every answer tends to come back to I'm 39.
You can buy things when you want to. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Well, because it's weird. Like, and here's the other thing. I'm always afraid of, like, what if they get me the thing that's like the thing that I want, but not the exact thing I want? Like when I was 12, my grandma Penny got me NBA Live. For PlayStation.
Which was not NBA Jam.
It was not. But it was, I didn't have a PlayStation.
Oh.
Yeah. So I just had to eat that one. Because I can't, I mean, she's
my
grandma.
Do you have an Xbox? Do you have a GameCube? You seem like a GameCube kid.
I have, I was a Nintendo guy until the PS2. But I was like,
that's tough, man.
You can't break it to your grandma because grandmas are so awesome. Like, so many awesome grandmas. Whether it's blood related or not, just so many awesome grandmas. I can't tell you that you got me the wrong game. No, I'm going to sit there, say it's the greatest thing I ever saw, and then never play it and exchange it at a game exchange at some point later.
For 40% of the price.
Yep. Wish we could do straight ups, but we did not. But, well, thank you again.
Yeah, what are you, 39 today?
39 today, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah, it's not 40, so you don't get to throw yourself a party. 39 is the, you don't really get to celebrate that one too much. But I'll tell you. Congratulations. Another trip around the sun. We take those things for granted.
We do.
And
we
I think it's nice to celebrate it.
You know, it's funny.
I used to hate birthdays. Now I celebrate birthdays.
I know. I'm trying because my kids are still at the point where they're very much enjoying it.
Yeah.
So they're like, are you excited about your birthday? I'm like, yeah. But I can't really because it's
like. You're pumped for them.
Well,
you know?
Yeah. Like, I think that's what I'm excited about. Like, they give me a little extra love today. Like, today, you know, we're talking about it with my kids. And, you know, Vanessa, make sure that they know, hey, remember it's dad's birthday. And
what does birthday privileges get you? Do you get, like, if you want a Coke from the fridge, they have to go get you it? Is that what it is?
No. No.
Okay.
It just extends that they're going to give you an extra hug and say that they love you.
Okay. That's nice, too.
You're still going to get sass no matter if you ask them to do anything. There's no birthday Peterlin pass on this one.
Okay. All right. Wasn't sure. I feel like after the day the Browns had yesterday, they should just feel that way towards you all day today anyway.
I actually kind of think that this is the perfect way to say this because for the second of three weeks, we get to start you and me talking about the Peterlin pass and whether it was just one game or not.
Oh, zero chance there's a Peterlin pass here today.
Zero chance.
Zero chance.
Yeah.
You've shown me who you are. I don't want to believe it, but you've shown me who you are, and that's why there's no Peterlin pass today.
Yeah, so like I find losing in general easier to tolerate when I think that you did it, you gave it your all. You know what I mean? Like, if you played injured, but you just didn't play well, I can get by that.
Oh, no, I think they gave it their all. That's the part I think I'm mad about, is I think they gave it their all. I think they just suck.
Well, let's show you work. I request elaboration before I finish up on my well.
Where on the dial do you want me to show you? It's a pick-your-own-poison here. You just name part of the team. Yeah, name part of the team, and then I can tell you exactly what the problem was.
So, individually, I do think a lot of the guys played hard. I don't think they know how to play hard together, which is mystifying because it's like we had somebody in the break tweeted me, hey, dumbass. I don't know why I gave him that voice.
That was an accent right there. I think that was New York
hey, dumbass.
Accent.
They're just not a good team. They just don't have talent. I don't know why I'm doing
from
this.
Pizza
still
shop in the burbs.
I'm so sorry. A double pepperoni. But no, he's like, yeah, they have no talent. I'm like, it's the exact same team from last year.
It's the exact same team.
So the idea that the entire team
with
is washed,
yeah.
They lost their powers, the Monstar stole them? Like, you have to be huffing paint to think that they just aren't talented. But that's not what because you're saying they just suck.
Well, okay, suck. Clearly, I like bedside manner if I'm going with just straight up suck. But that's how I feel. I feel like I was robbed. yesterday
of an afternoon.
Yeah, basically. Well, yesterday I was debating. I'm like, oh, are people by the halftime? You're gonna go out apple picking? You're gonna do this? You're gonna do that? And I was like setting up all sorts of people's afternoons because I was convinced the Giants couldn't score more than 10 points. I thought the defense, the way Jacksonville in that game against Jacksonville, I thought the defense was telling us we are not the team that you saw in Houston against the playoffs. We're not the team that you saw really for the final six games of last year, Nick.
Mm-hmm.
And then you let Daniel Jones do that to you.
I had said going in this game was a affirm or negate game, and it depends on which game from the first 2 weeks that they affirmed and which game they negated. And they negated the wrong game and they affirmed the wrong game because mm-hmm. the game that they affirmed was the Dallas game. And that's, I continue to go back to, again, you're fair to point out the difference between playing hard and playing hard together is tough to kind of see. Because it is, like, there are still good guys in that locker room.
Yeah.
But every time we go to the bigger things, like they suck, that to me is actually the perfect word to use to describe where they are now. They are not consistently competitive enough. And that's I don't want to say it's the worst place to be, but I'll take you lose because of talent. I'll take if it was just the offensive line. But I do think that the defense is riding on their laurels of last year with Jim Schwartz.
And which they shouldn't be because the wheels fell off the bus in the last part of the year.
And now they're falling off even more. I don't know if there's like a fifth wheel that comes out of nowhere and you're like, I didn't know you had that wheel. But like there's
the spare tire in the back.
I agree with you through two of the three games. Like, find me the positive. Oh, Amari Cooper, big game, multiple touchdowns. Holy
hell. All Amari Cooper did there in that moment, though, and it was good. It was a good game by Amari Cooper, but all he did was erase problems that he created by sucking in the first two games. Like, we're not crediting the arsonist for putting out the fire.
Well, but at the same point, his separation was woefully inadequate. So, yes, he was making the catches. He wasn't getting any separation from the wide receivers. The only guy that got separation was Jerry Jeudy. So even the positive that I can say there is in some way negated by the additional way to look at that game.
No doubt.
I will say, because I think this is a valid question that we're going to reassess damn near every week now until at some point in October, where at some point you got to call a fight, one way or another.
Mm-hmm.
It's still incredibly early, but because of the way they played, this has brought up the question whether the Browns are still a playoff team. Where do you sit with this?
I don't think you can right now. I think after the first 3 weeks, after that game, you get to question everything. I want to be the person that tells you they're going to win 11 games. They're still in one of the best seven teams in the AFC. But, Nick, playoff teams don't play like they just played.
Yeah. Well, and I think, again, that how you lose matters so much.
For sure it does.
So I don't know how many more games you can come out, and I'm thinking about leadership. I'm thinking about, are you front runners? Which is, that is a mentality we have seen peak its head with Kevin Stefanski's 4 years here.
Yeah.
Like, I'm thinking like the 2022 team. When they had a lead, they're the best team that ever played.
Mm-hmm.
The second they got behind, it was as if they forgot how to play football. So it's not like this is a new thing we're talking about, the playing from ahead. You're not, if the only time you can win a game is if you're ahead the whole game, you're not a good team. That 2022 team was not a good team.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what any stat you can pull that says, well, but you know, they got 7 wins in spite of .. Don't care. You have to be able to win games from behind. So I do think that's the crucial thing. It's not necessarily about wins and losses that define this, but are we coming out talking about a team that the second they get popped in the mouth, all of a sudden they go flat, lie down? And the Giants did everything to give that game back.
Well, they tried. They tried their hardest. How many different offensive possessions at the end? Like, I'll be one of the people that will get on the Jerome Ford fumble. Of course, I thought we were scoring on that drive. I really did. I thought we were. But there was so many other opportunities that they tried laying at your feet, and you just couldn't – you didn't want to win.
Can we just do this? Because some people have wanted to kind of foot around this a little bit. I don't think I can say the first word yet.
yeah, not yet. Probably not ever, but not yet.
Baron Penguin After Dark on that one. I think it was all on Jerome. I thought it was a clean handoff, a little high.
It looked fine.
But I think – I think he just biffed it.
I'm not a handoff expert, but it looked fine to me.
So should we practice handoffs out on?
Apparently they do. That was the funniest thing. It's like they, yeah, we do 125 reps a day with handoffs. I was like, oh, so maybe you are spending your time horribly in practice. You did 125 reps a day on that.
Well, maybe Jerome just skipped that day.
That should just be the easiest thing in the world.
It's like the day in like eighth grade when you learned budgeting wasn't there. Cannot manage my money to save my life.
Feel like the day, it feels more like first grade when you learn 2 + 2 = 4. It's like, do we really have to spend hours upon hours on that one?
Well, that's, you know, it's funny about that.
It feels pivotal, but I don't know.
It's the same thing about calling out protections. It's the same thing about like Joe Batonio kicking a man out to the left and Jed Wills watching both defenders go by him. Like, that's what kind of pisses me off the most.
Yeah, are we spending too much time on the elementary stuff?
No, as a matter of fact, I think the problem is we're talking about big picture things. These are pretty basic things that you lost on yesterday.
That's the problem, though. I feel like if they're spending 125 reps in just handoffs, are we spending too much time on the things that these should be the 2-foot putts? They're not even the 5-foot putts. These are the 2-foot putts.
So we are in agreement.
The easy things.
That 3 weeks in is incredibly off, incredibly early.
Yeah.
To say this is not still a playoff team, right?
It's early, but I think if you want to say that, and I think I will say that, I don't think they're a playoff team right now. They haven't shown me they're a playoff team.
Is that couching it a little bit?
It's not couching it. No. I definitively answered it now. That I think this is the third time in saying I don't think they're a playoff team right now, and I hate that. And you know I hate that. Oh,
I'm seeing
come
it.
On now.
Well,
come
think,
on now.
I think that's...
Was it the fact that I said you can say? Is that why?
I think there are two on-ramps or off-ramps here. Is this still a playoff team? And you were like, they're not a playoff team right now.
I gotta leave them the chance to get back, do I not?
Well, okay. So here's the way I look at it.
It is still week 3. You're not wrong about that.
They're still the team.
I'm not going to sit here in week 14 if they win a bunch of games and be like, oh boy, was I wrong there.
So now I'm just going to one-up you just for my own sake.
Yeah.
They're still the team that went to the playoffs last year until we have enough evidence to suggest to the contrary.
I think you get to question everything today.
Yes, but I think you can
everything.
Do both things. I still think that are they a playoff team right now? It's a little bit. I think
playoff teams play like they played in the first 3 weeks of the season.
Yeah,
none.
Uh-huh.
None.
But they, in fairness, they played this way a couple times last year and were in the playoffs.
Right, what light bulb is going to come on? What's going to happen?
In fixing the light bulb at center. Let's start there and maybe.
Can we hand off the light bulb to Jerome Ford? Can he carry that properly?
Maybe try a different running back. I don't know. But listen, we're not that far away from this being a real decision. Like, if they come out one or two more times like this before you get to divisional play on the 20th, you're going to have to call this thing super early.